Imagine waking up, pouring your coffee, checking your site's analytics, and seeing 61% of your traffic just, well, gone.
Oh, that is an absolute nightmare scenario.
Right, you didn't do anything wrong. There are no penalties. You're actually still ranking number one for your target keywords, but absolutely no one is clicking.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Today is April 14th, 2026, and that zero-click reality is exactly what is playing out across the internet right now.
It really is a seismic disruption, and it's happening quietly while everyone is distracted by the broader tech cycle.
Oh, absolutely. Because if you look at the wire this morning, the world is moving blindingly fast. I mean, we've got the FBI dismantling a $20 million global phishing network.
Massive bust.
Then the RTX 5090 GPU just hit an eye-watering $5,000. Lel is officially jumping into the foldable phone market this September.
Finally.
Yeah, and Samsung clawed its way back to the number one smartphone spot. Plus, there's a Zelda Ocarina of Time remake officially slated for the Switch 2, and Roblox is rolling out mandatory facial recognition.
Those are definitely the flashy headlines. But beneath all of that consumer noise, the fundamental architecture of how human knowledge is retrieved is being completely overhauled.
Which brings us to our core mission for you today, this 2026 Google Search earthquake. We are diving into a stack of fresh data to build you a survival guide for this new era.
I like that, a survival guide. Because we really need to start with the sheer scale of the drop-offs. The numbers from Q1 are just staggering.
They really are. Let's get into it. Google's AI Overviews, that system that reads the web and synthesizes an answer right at the top of the search page, it now appears on 48% of all searches.
Right, so nearly half of all human inquiries to Google are now intercepted. They're resolved by a large language model before the user ever even scrolls down to see a traditional link.
And the collateral damage is intense. Pages that trigger an AI overview are seeing that overall 61% drop in organic traffic I mentioned.
Which is devastating for a lot of businesses.
Exactly. Even if you are the undisputed king of your niche holding that rank one result, you're seeing 58% fewer clicks. Q&A sites down 64%.
Ouch.
General publishers are down 38%. Because 93% of AI overview searches end with zero clicks. The user asks a question, gets the answer instantly, and just closes the tab.
The traffic is vanishing directly into the AI. But here is the paradox hidden within that devastation. There is a fraction of websites that are actually experiencing higher revenue than ever before.
Wait, hold on. If the ecosystem is losing 60% of its traffic, how does the math work for anyone to be making more money? Are they just monetizing the remaining traffic way more aggressively?
Well, no, not exactly. It comes down to a very specific metric. A mere 1.5% of websites are actively being cited by the AI as sources within those overviews.
Just 1.5%.
Just 1.5. But if you are in that exclusive group, those cited links are driving a 35% increase in clicks.
Okay, a 35% bump is great, but does that offset the macro losses?
By itself, maybe not. But what's fascinating here is that the click-through volume isn't the vital metric. It's the user intent. Visitors who click through from an AI overview citation have a staggering 4.4 times higher conversion rate.
Wait, really? 4.4 times. So they are over four times more likely to buy the product or sign up for the service. Why are they so heavily motivated just because they clicked a link inside an AI box instead of a blue link lower down the page?
It's a profound psychological shift in how users perceive authority. Google is no longer acting as a directory, it's functioning as a trust filter.
A trust filter. Okay, unpack that for me.
Sure. So if a user asks a highly complex question and the AI synthesizes an articulate answer and explicitly points to your domain as the source of that truth, the user implicitly trusts you.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, the traditional friction of browsing like wondering, is this site legitimate or is it spam? That is entirely removed by the AI's endorsement.
So the AI is essentially doing the vetting for them. Okay, let's unpack this with a quick analogy. It's like you own a store on the busiest street in the world, but the city just built a giant free vending machine right outside your door that gives away your exact products.
That is exactly it.
But if the vending machine puts a little sticker on the product saying it came from your store, people actually walk in and buy four times as much other stuff.
Right. That makes being in that 1.5% the literal golden ticket.
But how do you get Google's Gemini AI to pick your site out of millions, because historically the strategy was always just to optimize for the traditional top 10 organic results.
Which brings us to a statistic that completely subverts traditional SEO. An analysis of the data reveals that 90% of the links cited in AI overviews aren't even in the traditional top 10 organic results.
Well, let me make sure I'm hearing this right. 90% of the sources Gemini is using to formulate its answers are bypassing the front page of Google entirely. Did Google just render traditional SEO completely obsolete?
Well, it hasn't rendered it obsolete, but the mechanism of retrieval has fundamentally evolved. If we connect this to the bigger picture, Gemini isn't strictly bound by the old link counting algorithms that dictated organic rankings.
Right.
When generating an overview, it actively bypasses those metrics to hunt down the most direct, reliable answer to the specific query. And to do that, it relies heavily with a 96% importance weighting, actually on a framework called EEAT.
Mm-hmm.
But they've added a crucial extra E.
Oh, right. It used to be expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. What is the new E?
Experience. Yeah. Provable human experience.
It's experience. But how does an algorithm determine if a human actually experienced something? Does it just look for first-person pronouns? Because, I mean, anyone can write, I tried this.
No, it goes much deeper than pronouns. It scans for specific semantic markers and contextual depth. Gemini is hunting for phrases like, I tested this for 3 months, or
yeah.
In my actual experience.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and it looks for those alongside hyper-specific details that a generic scraper wouldn't have. This is precisely why educational and highly specialized niche sites only saw an 18% drop in traffic compared to the broader bloodbath. They naturally possess this depth.
Okay, I'm thinking about that RTX 5090 GPU from our headlines earlier. An AI can scrape the spec sheet from NVIDIA's website in a millisecond.
Exactly.
But it can't physically slot that massive graphics card into a motherboard, boot up the new Zelda remake, and tell you how loud the cooling fans get under load. It needs a human being to generate that specific data.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
And the threshold for that experience varies wildly depending on your industry, by the way.
What do you mean?
Well, if you are in tech, gaming, or general education, the AI is quite eager to pull your real-world experience into the overview. But in YMYL sectors, your money, your life, like health or finance, the AI requires a much more rigorous verification.
So it's not just taking some fitness blogger's word for it.
Definitely not. It isn't just looking for a doctor's bio. It is cross-referencing the claims against recognized medical databases to ensure consensus before it ever dares to cite you. It is terrified of hallucinating financial or medical advice.
That makes total sense. Okay, so the AI is desperate for genuine human experience, but obviously it's a machine. It processes data in a very specific way. We need to move from the theory here into a practical playbook for the listener.
Right. Actionable steps.
Exactly. If I have that genuine experience, how do I format my knowledge so Gemini can actually digest it?
We have an 8-step blueprint for this based on an analysis of 274,000 sites that successfully secured an AI citation.
Awesome. Lay it on me.
Step one has an 85% importance weighting. It's the Q&A structure. Every major section of your page should start with an H2 heading formatted as a question.
Okay, H2 question.
Right, followed instantly by a direct answer that is exactly 40 to 60 words long.
40 to 60 words. That feels, I don't know, incredibly arbitrary. Why not 30? Why not 100?
It isn't arbitrary at all, actually. It's a mathematical reality of how large language models function. AI models operate on token limits and semantic chunking.
Semantic chunking?
Yeah, a 40 to 60 word paragraph represents the optimal semantic size for an LLM to ingest a complete self-contained thought without losing context or wasting processing power.
Oh, wow.
You put the question in the header, feed the AI the perfect 40-word chunk, and then you can spend the rest of the article diving into the nuanced human details.
So essentially, we are formatting our messy human thoughts into bite-sized appetizers specifically so a robot can easily digest them. We are literally spoon-feeding the AI.
That is exactly what you're doing.
But if I bury that perfectly sized paragraph halfway down a 3,000-word article, how does the AI crawler know it's there without burning resources reading the whole thing?
That brings us to step two and three, schema markup and multimedia, specifically FAQ and article schema. Implementing this structured data boosts your chances of being cited by 60%.
I know schema is a form of code, but how is it functioning here?
Think of schema markup like putting Dewey decimal tags directly onto the paragraphs of your website. It's structured data, usually JSON-LD, that maps your entities directly into Google's knowledge graph.
Gotcha.
The AI doesn't have to read the page to guess what your 40-word paragraph is about. You've already handed it the exact filing system it uses in its own database.
So you are literally speaking its native language. That's huge. And what about the multimedia part?
Right. So you need a rich mix of text, images, videos, and tables. But the density is the key mechanism here. You want a multimedia element every 250 to 350 words. Combining these formats yields a 156% boost in citation probability.
Wait, really? Why does an AI parsing text care if I embed a video every few paragraphs? Does it actually watch the video?
It's about signaling comprehensive effort to the crawler. A page that contains raw text, original photography, an embedded video review, and structured data tables signals that a human being invested significant time into a multimodal exploration of the topic.
I see. It proves this isn't just spun text generated by another AI.
Exactly, which flows perfectly into step four, semantic completeness. This carries a 92% importance rating.
Okay, semantic completeness. What does that actually mean in practice?
It means covering every entity related to your topic.
Mm-hmm.
Return to your RTX 5090 example. You can't just write flowing paragraphs about how great it is. You need to structure the data. LLMs crave structured relationships.
Like a spec table.
Yes. A table forces your data into key value pairs. Price, $5,000. VRAM, 32 gigabytes. An AI can ingest a key value pair with zero margin for error compared to trying to parse a conversational paragraph. If you don't have all those entities present, the AI will bypass you for a competitor who does.
So we are basically building an encyclopedic hub for the machine. Okay, step five is about making the EEAT provable, right?
Yes, you must prove your human identity. That means robust author bios linked to active LinkedIn profiles. But the really crucial part here is original photography. Absolutely no stock photos.
Oh, thank goodness. I've always hated those generic stock photos of people pointing at laptops in brightly lit offices. But how does Gemini even know it's a stock photo?
Image hashing and recognition algorithms. Google's systems have already indexed the major stock photo libraries.
Oh, of course they have.
Yeah, so if the AI detects a cryptographic hash or a visual pattern that matches a stock library, it instantly flags the content as generic, which actively diminishes your trust score.
So the advice is literally just pull out your phone and take a real, slightly imperfect picture of the thing you're talking about.
Exactly. Authenticity scales better than polished genericism now.
Love that. Okay, what are the final three steps to round out the blueprint?
Steps 6, 7, and 8 deal with the technical realities of how AI bots crawl the web. Step 6 is speed. Your site must load in under 2 seconds, meaning your core web vitals must be flawless.
Because AI bots operate on strict crawl budgets, right? If your site takes 5 seconds to load, the bot just abandons it to save server resources and moves to a faster site.
Precisely. Now, step 7 is regular updates. Gemini uses priority parsing for fresh data. You need to constantly update your top-performing pages and clearly display the last updated schema.
Makes sense. And the last one.
Step 8 is smart internal linking. You have to map out your site's architecture so the crawler can easily jump from your RTX 5090 review to your power supply guide, proving that your domain is an interconnected web of topical authority.
Okay, I'm looking at this 8-step blueprint, writing 40-word semantic chunks, adding JSON-LD schemas, ditching stock photos, building data tables. I mean, if I have a site with 500 articles, going back and re-architecting all of that feels completely paralyzing.
It is a heavy lift, for sure.
Yeah.
Which is why the strategic approach is not to rewrite your entire site today.
Oh, okay. Phew.
Yeah, the data indicates it typically takes 2 to 6 months for a general site to begin appearing in AI overviews. However, if you possess an authoritative domain and you apply a triage strategy, strictly prioritizing your top 10 highest traffic pages, adding those direct answers and schemas, you can see citation results in as little as 4 to 8 weeks.
So isolate your most valuable real estate, the pages that are bleeding traffic right now, and retrofit them first.
Exactly. Secure your most valuable assets in the new landscape before worrying about the long tail.
That makes it actionable. But we also need to look ahead because technology does not rest. We've established the survival mechanics for 2026, but the goalposts are already shifting for next year. Let's dig into the forecast for 2027.
The transition is definitely accelerating. By the end of 2027, AI overviews are projected to expand from 48% coverage to 70% of all searches.
70%? Wow.
Yes. And crucially, they are moving aggressively into commercial and shopping queries, which will fundamentally alter e-commerce.
And the engine powering of this is getting a massive upgrade, too. From what the sources indicate, Gemini 3.0 isn't just about parsing text more efficiently.
No, not at all. Gemini 3.0 is designed as a fully multimodal intelligence. It'll be capable of analyzing video frame by frame to extract context, listening to and transcribing audio natively, and deeply understanding complex programming code.
That's wild.
And the overviews themselves will transition from static summaries to fully interactive conversational interfaces.
Meaning a user won't just read the summary. They will dialogue with the AI right there on the search results page. They'll ask follow-up questions, have the AI compare products dynamically, all without ever clicking away from Google.
Which means a fundamental paradigm shift in how digital success is measured. Traditional organic ranking obsessing over being position one or two in a list of blue links is effectively a legacy metric now. It is being entirely replaced by citation ranking.
Citation ranking. So basically, how often the AI explicitly names your brand or domain as the source of its synthesized truth.
Correct. It is the only metric that will guarantee visibility and drive those high converting 4.4 times clicks in a world where 70% of the top of the funnel is covered by an AI interface.
And the analytics industry is already moving on this. I mean, tools you probably use every day, SEMrush, RFs, BrightEdge, they are pivoting their entire dashboards. They are rolling out specific tracking for AI overview citations because they recognize the blue links are no longer the primary battlefield.
It really is an adapt or fade scenario. If the AI does not cite you, then for the vast majority of users, your expertise simply does not exist. But, you know, that stark reality creates an unprecedented opportunity. Remember that only 1.5% of websites are currently optimized for this environment.
That is an incredible blind spot for the rest of the market.
It is a massive temporary vacuum. The AI engines are starving for perfectly structured, high experience, semantically complete content, and almost no one is feeding it to them yet. Those who act now can claim digital territory that will be nearly impossible to unseat a year from now.
It's a literal land grab for those paying attention. So what does this all mean for you, the listener? Let's pull all of this together. The internet just experienced a 61% traffic earthquake. The era of passive clicks is vanishing into Google's zero-click AI overview.
Yep, the old way is gone.
But by taking your genuine human experience and formatting it into the exact mathematical structures the machine craves, those 40 to 60 word semantic chunks, the key value data tables, the JSON LD schemas, You can become the trusted source the AI relies on, unlocking conversion rates that are over 4 times higher than the old baseline.
It is the ultimate evolution of digital publishing. You are mathematically proving your humanity to the machine so the machine can confidently vouch for you to humanity.
Beautifully said.
But, you know, as we look toward this 2027 horizon, this raises a really profound question. As Gemini 3.0 covers 70% of everything, becoming a fully multimodal conversational interface, we are essentially training an omniscient entity to speak on our behalf.
Right.
If this AI can provide perfectly synthesized, interactive, flawless answers to absolutely every question a person could ever ask, will the fundamental human habit of browsing the web, of wandering, clicking, and discovering information organically, eventually just disappear?
Man. Are we building the ultimate tool for discovery or the permanent replacement for discovery itself? That is a heavy thought to chew on as you audit your top 10 pages this week. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the source material. Keep learning, keep questioning, and above all, keep adapting. We'll catch you on the next one.